The 25th of November, 2023. My name is Byron, and this is Freckles Podcast, episode number 127. Let's get to it with today's topic. Mary, comfort of the afflicted. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
Mary, comfort of the afflicted.
In today's podcast, we reflect on the title, Mary, comfort of the afflicted, and the role that Mary, the mother of Jesus, plays as a source of solace and support for those who are suffering. Throughout history, Mary has been revered as a figure of compassion, empathy, and understanding, offering comfort to the afflicted in their moments of despair and anguish. Through her example, we can find inspiration and hope, knowing that Mary is always there to intercede for us and provide comfort in our times of need.
One of the reasons why Mary is known as the comfort of the afflicted is her own personal experiences of suffering. As the mother of Jesus, she witnessed her beloved son's crucifixion, a moment of immense pain and sorrow. Despite her own grief, she remained steadfast, standing at the foot of the cross, sharing in the suffering of her son and all of humanity. Mary's ability to endure such anguish serves as a reminder that she intimately understands the trials we face in our own lives and can offer solace to those who turn to her.
Moreover, Mary's role as the comforter extends beyond her own experiences of suffering. Throughout the Gospels, we see her presence at several significant moments of distress, offering her unwavering support. At the wedding feast at Cana, when the wine ran out, Mary interceded on behalf of the couple, concerned for their embarrassment. She then instructed the servants to do whatever he tells you, showing her confidence in her son's ability to provide a solution. This episode showcases Mary's compassion and her desire to help and comfort, even in everyday situations.
Furthermore, Mary's role as the comfort of the afflicted is not limited to the biblical era but continues throughout history. Countless individuals have turned to her in times of distress, seeking her intercession and consolation. Mary's appearance to Saint Juan Diego in Guadalupe, Mexico, is a profound example of her comforting presence. In this apparition, Mary appeared to Juan Diego, an indigenous man who was undergoing immense suffering and persecution. She offered him encouragement, assuring him of her love and care. Through her intercession, miracles occurred, and Mary became a source of hope and solace for the Mexican people, especially the marginalized and oppressed.
Mary's comforting presence can also be experienced today through the practice of devotion to her, such as through the recitation of the Rosary. Praying the Rosary allows individuals to meditate on the significant moments in Mary's life, particularly the sorrows she endured. As we contemplate these mysteries, we invite Mary into our own sufferings and ask her to bring us comfort and peace. This practice fosters a sense of connection and reliance on Mary's consoling presence, reminding us that she is always there to lend a listening ear and offer her support.
In conclusion, Mary, comfort of the afflicted, holds a significant role in the lives of believers around the world. Her example of unwavering strength and compassion amidst suffering serves as a beacon of hope for those who are afflicted. Mary's intercession and comforting presence provide solace to individuals in times of distress and remind us that in our moments of affliction, we are never alone. By turning to Mary and seeking her support, we can find comfort and hope, knowing that she is always there to be our advocate, consoler, and mother.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Byron, and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Freckles Podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks. Bye-bye.